is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Luann Castle says that as a little girl, she wanted to be one of three things: an author, an actress, or an archaeologist. By writing poetry, Castle feels she has taken on something of all three occupations. Her debut collection, Doll God, has won the New Mexico Arizona Book Award and was named the best poetry book of 2015. The graduate of Western Michigan University now divides her time between California and Arizona, writing poetry and prose. Castle recalls a promise she made to her grandmother that led to her writing Doll God.
My grandmother herself was a writer. She always kind of thought of herself as the the Joe of the March girls and Little Women.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had sisters that she thought were like Meg and like Amy. And she was the one that wanted to write. She was more of the tomboy. And when she was, when I was a little girl, she was writing little funny stories that would get published in Reader's Digest, in the Chicago newspaper. And then probably by the time I was a teenager, I think she had given it up. And when I was just out of grad school and starting to teach, she was in a rehabilitation nursing home for some surgery that she'd had. And she was feeling a little down at that point. And I was talking to her on the phone, and all of a sudden she said, "You're not going to give up writing, are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to try not to." And she said, "You promised me that you will never give up." So I promised her. And although, you know, I have the drive myself, you know, when you get those six rejections in a row, I think about what I promised my grandmother. Nope, Grandma, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep on. And I'm glad I did, because I finally got my book published.
Is she still around?
She's not. Passed away 15 years ago.
I bet she knows, though.
I think so.
And Doll God took you about 20 years to write. Is that correct?
Well, when I left Western with my MFA, I had every intention to, you know, keep on writing my poetry and getting my first book out. But I immediately went into a PhD program, and that became not only very time-consuming because I was teaching also, but it, in some ways, ran counter to writing creatively at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't write very much for a while. And then my cousin passed away, and I was very close to my cousin, and it brought me back to writing poetry again. And it just meant that it ended up taking a lot longer for me to get that first book together. And I didn't even know I had a book until I was working with a mentor who's a wonderful poet. Her name is Caroline Goodwin. And she said, "It's time. Put the book together."
Mm.
And that's when it occurred to me that I had the poems for a book. So I can thank Caroline for that.
They fit together very well. I'll let you describe it. What is Doll God about? And of course, every poem can stand on its own, but there's very much a continuing theme through all of them, I think.
Well, I think one of the main things about Doll God is that I'm constantly examining something that seems to be two almost antithetical things, which is nature and then creations that are created, you know, by humans, works of the imagination, which I see in myth, you know, fairy tales, I see in art, but I also see in something like dolls. So some of the poems actually examine both of the things together, nature and creations of humankind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of them just kind of go off into one of those. But I think the whole book is taking a look at how our spiritual world is inhabited and showcased by both nature and creative art.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Luann Castle. She talks about how she recognizes a great poem.
Sometimes I read a piece and I feel like somebody slapped me upside the head.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I read something and I get really jealous. Oh, I wish I could have written this. You know, when I have really extreme reactions to a piece, I know it's really amazing.
What is your hope for the reader that you want the reader to take away from reading this collection of poetry?
Well, you know, like a lot of poetry, there's a lot of poems that have to do with loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's lost, what's found, what's being searched for, what's been destroyed, can it be recovered? And, you know, I would like to leave the reader with the feeling that even though we all go through this, that very often what is lost can be found, even if it is in a different way than you expect it to be found.
By any chance, do you have your book nearby? I'd love to have you read a short poem for us.
I do.
Okay.
This is a prose poem called Waking Up. The bed folds around me, a clamshell closing on itself. The trigger hairs of the Venus flytrap tickle my arms. I escape, fighting the neckline of my nightgown, aiming for that flat patch of floor. The knot holes grow like nooses around each footstep, running to keep from sinking into the pine plank stocks. I head to the kitchen and the first cup of tea. The rising steam entices me until I am Alice, swimming for my life with no way to climb the slippery ceramic sides. Rounding the perimeter, I can't tell when I'm trapped in the endless loop where nothing begins or ends unless I give in. A single fly on the centerpiece takes flight, releases a dry straw, which flutters into the cup and allows me to climb out. I look back at the red gold circle inside the white and notice how the steam has disappeared. Making my bed, I see how flat it is, like the floor, two in a series of angled planes in the house. Round eludes me, and I hunt for it now, no longer fearing its vitality. The cat lies a pinwheel inside his basket, the pulsing at its center. The rock outside, where the lizard performs his push-ups, thrums. Soon, crockpot sizzles with chicken, basil, wine. My neighbor's belly shifts 8 months along. The fly lands between us, watching with its large, round eyes.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Luann Castle, author of the poetry collection Doll God. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.